Brothers and sisters,
早上好，弟兄姊妹。
It truly is a blessing to be with you this week.
这个星期能和大家有交通，对我是一个很大的祝福。
It's actually been a quite a busy fall and spring.
因为这好像是那个春假以后很忙的一个星期。
There's been a couple weddings and traveling to those weddings, so I almost feel like a guest.
所以有很多的那个婚礼，所以我要去那个婚礼，所以今天回来好像我感觉自己是一个客人。
But it's always a blessing to gather with the saints and to worship around the Lord's table.
但是和众圣徒一同在主的饼杯的面前来敬拜，对我是一个真正的祝福。
I was very much impressed this morning with the truth that was proclaimed around the Lord's table.
今天早晨，我真的是看到主的真理在他饼杯面前被彰显。
And Lord willing, I'll use that word quite a bit this morning, this word truth.
如果主允许的话，我今天早晨要说到很多次真理。
I think we're seeing in Christendom today and in the whole world, this word truth is being thrown around andit lacks definition, it lacks focus, and may the Lord show us something of truth today.
所以我们今天在这个世界上也看到很多人用真理这个词，但是它没有很好的被定义，也没有一个意义。
What a blessing to start the week this morning around the table and say, Lord, we were born in sin.
但是今天早晨如果我们能够来到主的面前向主认罪说，主，我们是活在罪里，我们是生在罪里。
The Lord likes honesty, and He likes us to come before Him and say, "We are undone. There is no good in man."
主喜欢我们有一个诚实的心来到他的面前说，我在我们里面一点良善都没有。
But I appreciate it as we prayed and we said, "Lord, Your blood, the cross that exchanged life. It is now I am dead, and You are alive."
但是主喜欢我们来到他的面前说，主是因你的宝血来改变了我的生命，今天你的生命在我的里面，已经不再是我的老我。
So I just want to start right now by saying, if you are one of those who has not been able to experience that day, that moment where you said, Lord, I am dead, but You are alive. Thank You for saving me. Thank You for being my Savior. Now is the opportunity to do that.
所以如果你还没有那个机会在主的面前向他认罪说，主，今天我死了，你在我里面活着，那今天就是你给你这样一个机会。
Sometimes we can be so formal and maybe not know what we're supposed to do. If you want to deal with the Lord for the next hour and just talk to Him and ignore me completely, please do that.
很多的时候我们好像很正式，但是如果下面一个小时你愿意跟主 有交通而忽略我在上面所说的一切话，那也请你这样做。
You can wrestle with the Lord this morning and say, Lord, I want to die and I want Your life to come in and take over.
也许你可以和主摔跤说，主，今天我愿意我的肉体死去，你在我里面活过来。
That is the truth. The Lord wants to be your Savior.
这就是那真理，主愿意成为你的救主。
He wants to be your all in all.
他愿意在你里面成为你的一切。
We're going to be blessed this afternoon to witness those who not only accepted the Lord as their Savior, but are going into the waters of baptism.
所以今天下午我们有一个受浸聚会，会有弟兄姊妹，他们会被受浸，他们为主做见证。
What a blessing to see those who stand and testify that say, "It is no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me." And I am separate from this world.
所以这是何等的一个祝福，我们可以看到这些弟兄姊妹做见证说，今天活着的不再是我，我已经从这个世界被分别出来。
These are truths.
这些是真理。
Christ is the truth.
基督就是真理。
But as we were praying around the table this morning, I was reminded once again that we do have an enemy.
但是今天早晨在饼杯的面前，我再次被提醒说，我们有这样一个仇敌。
We have an enemy that would like to bring in deceit.
这个仇敌喜欢把谎言带到这个世界。
Satan is 100% completely determined to deceive each one of us in this room today.
魔鬼他是100%的决定要来欺骗在座的每一位。
We are no match for him.
我们没有办法和他征战。
But Christ has conquered.
但是我们的主已经得胜。
What I'd like to share this morning is a little bit about how we can see Christ or how we can see truth in an open heaven.
所以今天早晨我们要看一看，如果天开了以后，我们怎样看到基督，我们怎样看到真理。
It's my prayer this morning that we wouldn't just be reliant and satisfied with initial salvation.
让我们看到我们不再仅仅满足于起初的一个救恩。
But that we are called out.
但是我们是被神所呼召出来的。
And that the Lord has a special work for each one of us today.
但是主在我们每个身上都有一个不同的工作。
And for our lives.
为着我们的生命。
So with that, let's look at a few scriptures. Actually, we're going to do quite a bit of reading this morning, but reading the word is always key.
但是我们今天早晨要来看很多不少的一些圣经，但是读圣经是我们懂得真理的一个关键。
If you turn with me to John chapter 8,
让我们打开约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8,
约翰福音第八章。
The whole chapter is good, but I had to limit all the reading, so let's turn to verse 31.
整一章都很好，但是我们只读31节，约翰福音八章31节。
I'm going to read John chapter 8, verse 31 through 32.
约翰福音八章31、32节。
And then I'll skip to 44 through 47.
然后我们再读44到47节。
John 8:31 says, So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
耶稣对新他的犹太人说,你们若常常遵守我的教,就真是我的门徒,你们必晓得真理,真理必叫你们得以自由。
Now this would be a great verse to say, Amen, we're done, let's go eat.
这也许就我们可以读完这个这一节，就是说阿门，然后我们就可以去吃中饭了。But
there's a spiritual warfare.
但是是有一个属灵的征战。There's
still conflict.
今天引起一些冲突。Let's
go to verse 44.
让我们看一下44节。And
Jesus is speaking to the Jews who are deceived.
然后这边耶稣是对那些被欺骗的犹太人说话。
And Jesus says to them, You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, You do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the word of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God.
约翰八章四十四节，你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因为他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因为他 本是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。我将真理告诉你们，你们就因此不信我。你们中间谁能指证我有罪呢？我既然将真理告诉你们，为什么不信我呢？出于神的必听神的话，你们不听，是因为你们不是出于神。What
we see here is Christ speaks the truth, he is the truth.
这里我们可以看到，主在这里讲的是真理，因为他就是真理。But
at this moment, in this time that we live, Satan rules on this earth.
但是今天我们活的这个世代，魔鬼在地上作王掌权。His
character is one of a liar, and he lies, and he is a murderer.
因为他是杀人的，不守真理。And
so if we look at the things of this world, if we are stuck in this world, we will be surrounded by lies, and we will know no truth.
所以今天我们活在这个世界上面，我们周围充满了谎言，我们看不到真理。But
if we can look up to heaven, We can see Christ and we can see the truth.
但是当我们抬头看天的时候，我们就可以看到基督，可以看到真理。So
I'd like to read four more passages of men in the scripture who had an open heaven.
所以我们要来看看圣经里面说到这样一个人，他看到一个天开了。In
Genesis 28,
创世纪28章。
Genesis 28, verse 10, is the story of Jacob leaving his family and leaving to seek for a wife.
那边就说到雅各离开他的家，离开他的本族，要去为他自己寻找一个妻子。
Genesis 28 verses 10 through 19. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place, and he tarried there all night because the sun was set. He took one of the stones of the place, and he put it under his head, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set on the earth, and the top of it reached heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, Jehovah stood above it and said, I am Jehovah, the God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land where thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee. I will keep thee wherever you go. I will bring thee again into this land. I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken of thee. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, Surely Jehovah is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, and he said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took a stone that he had put his head on, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon it. And he called the name of that place Bethel.
创世纪二十八章从第十节开始，雅各出了别示巴，向哈兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了，梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来，耶和华站在梯子以上，我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那么多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福，我也必与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。雅各睡醒了，说耶和华正在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。雅各清晨起来，把所枕的头立作柱子，浇油在上面，就给那地方叫伯特利，但那地方起先名叫路斯。
The next person we see is Daniel, and I'll read Daniel chapter 10, verses 7 and 8.
下面一个人我们要看的是但以理，我们要读但以理书十章七到八节。
Daniel 10, 7 through 8 says, And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, and they fled to hide themselves. So I was left alone, and I saw this great vision.And there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned into corruption, and I retained no strength.
这一想，唯有我但以理一人看见，同着我的人没有看见，他们却大大战惊，逃跑隐藏，就剩下我一个人。我见了这大异象，便浑身无力，面貌失色，毫无气力。
And now another, we're moved to the New Testament, the disciple Nathaniel.
然后我们要看那个新约里面，拿但业。
And it's found in John, his story is found in John chapter 1, verse 45.
约翰福音一章四十五节。
John 1, verse 45. Philip found Nathanael and said unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come and see.Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and he said unto him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. And Nathanael said unto him, Whence thou knowest me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Before Philip called thee, I saw you under the fig tree, and I saw you. Nathanael answered, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel.And Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto you that I saw you under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he said unto him, Verily I say unto you, you shall see heaven opened up, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
约翰福音一章四十五节，腓力找到拿但业，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”拿但业对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看。”耶稣看见拿但业来，就指着他说：“看哪、啊，这是一个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。”拿但业对耶稣说：“你从哪里知道我呢？”耶稣回答说：“腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。”拿但业说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”耶稣对他说：“因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。”又说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。”
And finally, our last character in the New Testament that we see having an open heaven is Stephen.
最后一个人物我们在新约里面要看到看见天开的是斯提凡。
This is Acts 7 verses 55 through 60.
使徒行传七章五十五到六十节。
Acts 7:55, but he being full of the Holy Spirit, this is Stephen at the end of his ministry, and he's about to be stoned, but he being full of the Holy Spirit looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. But they cried with a loud voice, and they stopped their ears, and they rushed on him with one accord, and they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon the Lord and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down, cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
这边是《使徒行传》七章五十五到六十节，说到斯提凡寻道之前的事。但斯提凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边，就说：“我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。”众人大声喊叫，捂着耳朵，齐心拥上前去，把他推到城外，用石头打他。做见证的人把衣裳放在一个少年人名叫扫罗的脚前。他们正用石头打的时候，斯提凡呼吁主说：“求主耶稣接受我的灵魂。”又跪下大声喊着说：“主啊，不要将这归于他们。”说了这话就睡了。扫罗也喜悦他被害。
Let's just commit this time once more in prayer.
我们再一次把下面的时间祷告交给我们主。
Lord, we do ask this morning that you would open these scriptures to our eyes.
主，求你将圣灵用这些圣经向我们的眼睛打开。
We do pray that just as we read, that the heavens would open up and we would see the Christ, the Son of God, at the right hand of the Father.
所以主就像这边圣经里面所说的，我们就能够看到天开了，人子站在神的右边。
Lord, just as our brother prayed, speak, thy servants are listening.
就像我们的弟兄所祷告的，主，请向我们说话，你的仆人静听。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
如我们如此祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, we live in a time where there is no truth.
我们活在一个没有真理的时代。
You know, this country, the Western world, has been very blessed for over 400 centuries.
这个国家和包括整个西方世界受神的祝福有超过一百年之久。
And I know when I'm speaking to a crowd that is primarily from the East, like, why are you talking about the West?
所以当我对一个下面的听众都是从东半球来的，那为什么我要说西半球的事呢？
Well, some of you are traveling, but some of you have made this your home.
有些人是来这里访问，但是很多人是把这里当做你自己的家。
And some of us were born into the West.
那很多像我是生在西半球。
And this has been a blessed nation.
这是一个受祝福的国家。
There are aspects of the history of this country like no other place in the world.
这个国家的历史让我们看到它与其他的国家都不一样。
But we have strayed far, far away.
但是我们现在离神越来越远。
And I know I say this every time, but for those of you that don't know me, I'm a principal of a high school. I teach teenagers, and they are living in a dark, dark world.
那些不认识的我，我是一个高中的校长，所以我教那些十几岁的孩子，他们真的是活在黑暗的里面。
And it is our responsibility to claim for our children, to claim for ourselves this truth that the Lord Jesus Christ is on the throne and he is preeminent, that we claim that for ourselves and for the next generation.
所以我们今天是我们的责任，为我们自己，为我们的下一代来说，主就是那真理，他是站在神的右边。
Quite often we say, why are the children doing this? Why are they distracted by these things? When really we need to look to ourselves and the foundation that we have laid for them.
所以很多时候我们说我们为什么我们的小孩做这事做那事，但是很多时候我们需要来看我们自己，看我们为了他们所立的根基。
You know, often we'll hear the scripture that Jesus had no place to lay his head when he walked on this earth.
所以我们看到圣经里面说到主在地上行走的时候连一块枕头的石头都没有。
Well, the truth has no place in the world today to lay its head.
所以真理今天在这个世界上也没有一个地方可以枕头。
Truth has become inconvenient.
因为真理对我们来说太不方便。
If one of us at work or at school speaks the truth, we're scoffed at.
所以当我们在工作或者学校当中来说真理的时候，我们就被嘲笑。
I don't know how many of you either work in or work with human resources, but the truth is a nightmare for human resources.
所以很多的时候我们不知道有多少的人在做的是工作，是人事资源部或者和人事资源部打交道，但是真理对人事资源部来说是很不方便的。
Whether someone's being interviewed or you are the person interviewing, you're always asked, can I ask that question? Will that be offensive? How do I manage all the untruths and try to get to the truth?
所以很多的时候我们不管是面试人家或者被面试的时候，我们都要想这个问题我可不可以问，我们要从一大堆的谎言里面来找出所谓的真理。
I've shared this before, but every student I deal with, they always slowly move to the truth because they want to avoid trouble as much as possible.
很多的时候我们的学生他们向着真理的行走很慢，因为他们不想遭到难处。
This is the world we live in.
这就是我们今天所活在的一个世界。
I'd like for you to bear with me just for a few moments as I talk a little bit about the history and the foundation of this Christ-centered country, the United States.
所以当我来讲美国这个以基督为根基的国家的时候，请你给我一点时间。
The early founders, the Puritans, were living in England.
那最早的那些开国之父，他们原来从英国过来。
They wanted to do what we did this morning.
他们所想做的就是我们今天早晨所做的。
They wanted to gather as families, and they wanted to worship the Lord Jesus.
他们愿意在家庭的一个聚会的里面一起来敬拜我们的主。
The kings and the officials were scared that that was going to usurp their authority, and so they persecuted them.
地上的那些王和官员想这样的事会影响到他们的权威，所以就逼迫这些人。
These Puritans gave up everything to seek out religious freedom.
所以这些心里追求纯洁的人，他们把他们一切都放下，为的是来追求一个敬拜的自由。
Ironically, because today this doesn't make sense, they fled to the Netherlands.
一开始他们逃到那个荷兰。
No money, no home, no jobs.
没有钱，没有家，也没有工作。
Completely impoverished so that they could worship in simplicity.
他们活在贫穷的里面，但是可以单单的来敬拜神。
But it didn't take long for the worldliness of Europe to creep in and start to pollute the children.
所以很快那个欧洲的那个世界里面的东西进来污染了他们的孩童。
And so not just once did they give up everything and sacrifice their lives, but they left the Netherlands and sought the new world.
所以他们再一次放弃他们所有的一切，离开荷兰，来到这个新的世界。
When the Puritans came to this, into what's now the New England area, the Boston area.
所以当这些清教徒来到今天的新英格兰和波士顿那个地方的时候，
there was a 20% chance of survival.
他们只有20%的机会能够活下来。
I want you to think of your family and subtract 80%.
想一想你的家，减掉80%的人。
80% would die.
80%的人会死去。
20% would live.
只有20%的人能够存活下来。
So that they could worship the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他们可以来敬拜我们的主耶稣。
You know, the first governor, or not, one of the first governors of the congregation here in New England, his name was William Bradford.
所以新英格兰当地第一个那个所谓的州长。
And if you read his diary, it's fascinating.
当你来读他的日记的时候，你会很惊奇。
Because he would always use the word, it pleased God.
他会说，这是讨神喜悦的。
It pleased God to feed us today.
今天神给我们食物是他所看为喜悦的。
It pleased God to save us from our enemies warring today.
今天在和仇敌的征战里面，神救我们是他所喜悦的。
You can read the diary, it's online, you don't even have to pay for it.
你可以在网上读到他的日记，你都不需要付钱。
But then countless times he would say, it pleased God to take one of our young ones today.
也是，但是很多的时候他也说，神今天把我们中间的一个年轻人带走，是他所看为喜悦的。
These people could stand over the grave of their wife or the grave of their child and said, it pleased God to do this today.
这些人甚至可以站在他们的妻子、他们的儿女的坟墓的前面说，神把他们带走是他所看为喜悦的。
Yes, they were hurting.
他们当然受到伤害。
Blessed are those who mourn.
但是那些哀痛的人是有福的。
But they did this in the service of their Lord Jesus.
但是他们这样做是为着向着我们的主的一个服侍。
I didn't even think I was going to spend that much time on the Puritans. I'll move on.
所以我都没有想到我会在新教徒上面花这么长的时间，所以我会。
When the Americans defeated the British in our Revolution, the world scratched its head.
当美国独立战争以后，美国战胜英国以后，这个世界就觉得看不懂。
It made no sense.
这个好像没有道理。
But you know why it made sense?
为什么有道理呢？
Every one of our founding fathers, every man in leadership was a man that feared God.
那我们所有的开国之父，所有的这些领袖当中，他们都是敬畏神的人。
God honored this country because the men and women of this country gave their all to the Lord Jesus.
神之所以祝福这些国家，是因为这些国家的男女都把他们的一切给了神。
By the way, we're not allowed to teach any of this in the schools anymore.
还有一点，今天我在学校里面都不能说这些，都不能教这些。
I am a history teacher by trade, and I could not be speaking in a public school right now.
因为虽然我是历史教师，但是在公立学校里面，我都不能说这些。
You know what our first president said when he was in his first 4 years?
我们第一个总统他说的是什么？
George Washington said, "It is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and without the Bible."
乔治华盛顿说，没有神和圣经，我们没有办法用公义来管理一个国家。
The mothers of this country had one purpose in life.
那国母在有这生活当中只有一个目的。
More than feeding their children physical food, the role of a mother was to instruct and feed their children the Word of God.
母亲除了把食物给他们的孩童以外，还需要把神的话教给他们的孩童。
A woman woke up in the morning so that she could bring Christ to her children.
每一次一个母亲从早晨醒来的时候，是为了把主带到她的儿女的面前。
A man went into the fields or went into the workplace so that he could provide a home and shelter so that he and his wife could bring Christ to the children.
一个男人出去工作，是因为他可以给他的家有食物，可以把基督带到他儿女的面前。
slowly but surely, Sunday school came into the churches, but even that was not enough for the mothers and the fathers of the colonial period. When they went home after the meeting, they continued to explain, to go over why the Lord's table, why we do what we do.
所以很多时候，那个时候慢慢的就有那个星期天的圣经学校，但是那些对当时的那些父母来说还是不够，因为他们下午回去了以后，他们继续会向他们的儿女讲读圣经。
You know, we did hit a crisis in our country when we hit the Civil War in 1860.
当我们有内战的时候，我们国家是面临这样的一个危机。
And listen to what our president, Abraham Lincoln, said about this conflict that took out 600,000 soldiers.
所以看看我们的总统亚伯拉罕林肯是怎么样来谈论到这个战争，因为他让我们失去了600,000的人。
Now, this country had sinned with slavery. It had sinned in many ways, but it was still a godly nation. But we had our sins, just like all of us.
所以这个国家有罪，因着奴隶制度，像其他国家一样。
When asked, though, about the Civil War, I'm sure people were thinking Abraham Lincoln was going to talk about these things.
当人问到内战的时候，那我们想亚伯拉罕林肯也许会说到这些事情。
But listen carefully to what he said about the Civil War.
但是听他是怎么样来讲这个内战的。
Quote, we have forgotten God.
我们忘了神。
We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us.
我们忘记他恩典的手，他给我们平安，让我们生养众多，给我们力量。
We have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts.
我们虚空的想，在我们欺骗我们自己的心里面。
That these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own.
这些祝福是来自于靠我们自己，或者是所谓的一个超然的自给自足的智慧。
Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace. Too proud to pray.To the God that made us.
我们被我们自己的得胜所毒害，我们从想要自给自足，然后感到所有的这些恩典的救赎和保守，我们不再需要，我们也不再需要向神祷告。
Amazingly, in New York, there was a prayer revival.
当时在纽约有一个复兴的祷告。
And the revival of prayer that started in New York preserved us for the many decades after the Civil War.
而这个复兴的祷告保守我们在内战以后的很多年和这个国家。
It's those prayers and then the early Pentecostal movement in the 1900s that allowed this country to survive World War I.
所以那个五旬节的祷告就让这个国家甚至经历了第一次世界大战。而且能够存留下来。
While Europe was decimated, the United States was preserved.
虽然欧洲被毁灭，但是美国被保存了下来。
Not only did we make it through the Great Depression, but this country survived World War II, coming out as one of the greatest superpowers of its time.
这个国家不但经历了大萧条，而且经历了第二次世界大战，战后成为世界上一个超级强国。
And the history lesson is almost over.
所以这个历史课马上就要结束了。
In the 1950s,
在1950年代
，this country voted
这个国家投票说
to declare in the pledge
在这个国家投票说，在那个效忠的那个誓言里面
that we were one nation under God.
我们是神之下未可分裂之国度。
That was in 1954.
这是1954年。
In 1956, this country voted, the people spoke.
1956年，这个国家的国民用投票来说。
And decided that the new motto of this country would be, In God we trust.
这个国家新的誓言是说，我们信仰神，信靠神。
We were a superpower.
我们是这个世界上的超级强国。
Our Christian foundation, our putting Christ first, had continued throughout the centuries.
而我们以基督为根基，带我们走过了一个世纪。
Now, what happened after this time, at the beginning of the 1960s, I'm going to present a picture that I have no reason to believe this actually happened.
所以但是从1960年开始我要给大家看到一幅图画而这幅图画我是我自己都不能相信的
But if you could bear with my imagination it's almost as though Satan went before God and said that he was walking this earth and God said have you seen that blessed nation the United States of America
就好像那个约伯记的那个重演一样撒旦在神的面前行走神问他说你没有看见这个国度是我所祝福的
And Satan responded, they only love you because you've blessed them.
撒旦向主回嘴说，他们爱你，只是因为你给了他祝福。
And the Lord said, okay, I'll remove my hedge.
所以属那个神就说，我把那个篱笆撤掉。
And we'll see whether this nation will choose you or they will choose me.
让我们来看这个国家会选择你还是我。
And upon this nation, starting in the 1960s, the master of deceit, the creator, I don't want to use the word creator, but the originator of deceit and lies, Satan, has been having his way in this country and within the Christian church.
所以从1960年开始，那个谎言之父，撒旦，就在这个地上，在甚至在教会里面，有了他自己的路。
Suddenly,
突然了。
We became tempted with drugs.
突然我们就喜欢那些药物。
The 60s and 70s became an age of drugs.
所以70年、80年代就是那些麻醉品的时代。
We became a nation of free love and the hippie and the sex and all that came in the 60s and 70s.
所以所有的那些嬉皮士新开放都是那个60年、70年代来到这个国家。
We became so popular. Now, those sound like bad things, and they are, but then Satan is so deceitful, he blessed us with riches.
但是撒旦也欺骗我们，给了我们很多物质上的财富。
Corporations began to grow.
公司发展。
And suddenly we realized, well, if there's only one income, imagine if there's two incomes in the family.
那突然我们一个家就不但有一个收入，而且有两份收入。
And as this country became richer and richer, we went further and further away from what God had ordained for us.
当这个国家物质上越来越丰富的时候，但是却离神越来越远。
It was decided to teach our children in the schools that we were not created by God, but that we evolved.
我们也开始在学校里面教我们的小孩说，我们不是神所创造的，而是进化来的。
Most of the children that are in the education system today have no concept of creation.
今天在公立学校制度下面的学生，他们没有任何的概念神的创造。
They may say in Sunday school, God created, but when they're at school, they are indoctrinated with this idea that we are just accidents that occurred.
他们虽然在星期天会说神创造了我们，但是他们在平常的学校里面却被灌输说我们是自然进化而来的。
Abortion became legalized.
流产也成为合法的。
Marriages ignored.
婚姻也被忽略。
Relationships ignored.
与神的关系也被忽略。
And the crisis that we're in today, gender is ignored.
甚至性别都被忽略。
We are living in a time of absolute chaos.
我们活在一个绝对混乱的时代。
One of our biggest blindnesses is in the area of religion.
甚至我们最大的盲点就是所谓的宗教。
We put a name badge on, I'm a Methodist.
所以我们把各种各样的标签放在我们的身上，我们是浸信会路德教。
I'm a Presbyterian.
我是长老会的。
I'm non-denominational.
我是不属于任何宗派的。
All of this is just, it's a confusion.
那所有这些混乱
But we are at a time where we can repent.
但是这个时代是我们可以悔改的时代。
What I want to share with you in the last 25 minutes is where are the George Washingtons?
那最后25分钟我要和大家交通说那今天我们的乔治华盛顿在哪里
Where are the Abraham Lincolns?
亚伯拉罕林肯在哪里
Where are the Jacobs?
那雅各在哪里
Where are the Daniels?
但以理在哪里
Where are the Nathaniels?
拿但业在哪里
Where are the Stephens?
斯蒂凡在哪里
I want you to take this personally this morning. I want to take it personally for myself this morning.
我愿意这个成为你个人的一个经历，因为我也愿意这成为我自己个人的经历。
I don't think this country will ever return to its greatness.
我不相信这个国家会回到它从前那么伟大的时代。
Matter of fact, the truth really is working in hidden places in Africa, in South America, and in China. The truth is secretly winning people over to Christ.
其实真理今天是在非洲、中国甚至南美来得胜，来得到更多的基督徒。
But you and I are here.
但是你和我在这里。
We have children here.
我们的儿女在这里。
We have people in the workplace here.
我们的同事也在这里。
Can we stand for the truth?
我们可以为真理站立得住吗？
You know, Jacob saw the covenant that Abraham had dying with his older brother Esau.
所以雅各看到神和亚伯拉罕所立的约，因着他的大哥以扫。
And so he stepped in and stood in the gap. Maybe not the best way, but he stepped in.
但是他过来填补了这个空缺。
Daniel saw people, his people in captivity, making their houses, getting settled down, and forgetting Jerusalem.
丹以理看到他的那些被掳的那些人，他们在被掳之地造房子，而忘了耶路撒冷。
Nathaniel sat next to a fig tree, which represents Israel, and just bemoaned the fact that Israel would never come into its calling.
而那但也站在无花果树底下，因为他看到以色列停止，而不会回到神的面前。
And Stephen witnessed the early conflicts in the early church and the martyrdom that was occurring.
斯蒂凡看到早期教会的那些冲突。
And yet these men prayed and they were given an open heaven.
但是这些人他们在神的面前横切祷告，他们就看到了一个天开了。
Like that ladder that Jacob saw, that Nathaniel saw, they were able to look into heaven, see Christ, see the truth, and bring that truth down.
就像雅各和斯蒂凡所看见的天开了，他们就可以把真理从天上带到地下。
So let's be practical. How can we be those?
那我们来看看我们实际的应用，我们怎么样成为他们当中的一员。
Men and women who can bring truth to this place of deceit.
不管男女，我们都可以把真理带到这个谎言的世界里面。
First point.
第一个。
We need to be undone.
我们要悔改。
I hope I painted a little picture this morning of the absolute desolation of the time that we live in.
我们今天是活在一个多么荒凉的时代。
Jacob saw that, and he left. He was undone. He had offended his brother. His life was in danger. He was completely undone, and then the Lord could start working with him.
雅各，你看他在地上毫无指望，因为他得罪了他的家庭。
Daniel, when we read the verses in Daniel, it said his comeliness or his beauty was gone and he had no strength.
但以理说，我看了见这大异象，便浑身无力，面貌失色，毫无气力。
I know some of you parents right now are probably looking at your situation at home with your children. You're looking at the education system. And I hope you can say, I'm undone.
所以今天我很多的父母，我们看到我们的儿女，看到这个今天的教会，那我们可以对我们自己说，我在这个世界上已经完了。
I don't see a single parent out there that can compete with Instagram.
所以我不看到我们任何的一个父母在座的可以和那个手机的应用软件 Instagram 竞争。
I dare you to try to compete with video games.
我愿意你和甚至可以和你的儿女在这个那个电子游戏里面有竞争。
But it's okay.
但是这不是一个问题。
Tell the Lord this morning, we're done.
只要我们回到主的面前说，我在这个世界上面已经完结了。
I like the picture of Nathaniel sitting at the fig tree.
我喜欢拿但业站在无花果树底下的这幅图画。
This was a time when all the Jews were rioting and things were going on, but Nathaniel was undone and he just sat, had not found the Christ.Until Philip came and said, I found the Christ.
但是所以那个时候很多的犹太人都很忙碌，但是拿但业站在无花果树底下来寻找基督，直到他有人对他说，我们找到了。
There was no one in our story more undone than Stephen.
而没有 更多的人像斯蒂凡那样，他在世上是终结了。
He was helping within the church, but the martyrdom, his martyrdom was imminent.
虽然他在教会里面有服侍，但是他在世上的日子已经不久了。
He was so undone, he died.
他虽然死的时候，在这个世界上来看是完结了。
And that was the beginning of Paul's ministry.
但是却是保罗服侍的一个开始。
Are we willing this morning to see that we are in a desperate state?
今天我们可以看到我们自己是在一个荒凉无助的境界吗？
If we're undone, the next point, the next thing we will do is repent.
当我们在这个世界上终结的时候，那下一步我们所要做的就是向神悔改。
You know, repenting is one of the hardest things to do.
悔改是一件很难的事。
How many of you at a board meeting ever feel like raising your hand, turning to the boss and saying, I'm sorry, I just want to make everyone aware I made a mistake, and I'm sorry.
很多时候你是不是在开会的时候你可以站起来对你的那个老板说，对不起，我犯了一个错。
How many husbands can turn to a wife at dinner and say, I'm sorry the way I spoke to you when I came home, even in front of the children saying that?
有多少的丈夫可以在晚饭的时候向着他的妻子说，对不起，我刚刚回来的时候对你说话的态度不对。
But we see in Jacob's life, in Daniel's life, in Nathaniel and in Stephen, constant repentance.
但是我们可以看到在雅各、但以理、拿但业和斯提凡他们的生活当中，他们是不断的来到主的面前悔改。
You know, one of the great deceits of the enemy is we demand perfection on one another.
那很多时候仇敌的一个谎言就是我们要求我们周围的人都是完美的。
You know, one of my biggest enemies in education is the letter A.
所以在那个教育当中，我觉得最大的仇敌就是那个A， 就是那个成绩。
When a student makes an A, you know what that means?
当一个学生他的成绩是 A 的时候
means I don't have to learn anything more.
那就表明他就已经不再需要学什么东西了。
But you know what an 88 says?
但是如果是88分的话说到什么？
I gotta do something.
那我还有一些可以学的。
Okay, don't tell your kids I said this, okay?
不要告诉你的儿女我说了这话。
But you know, I love it when a student says, you know, Mr. King, I made an 88, you know, what can I do? How can I learn? I never have a kid come up to me that makes a 98 and says, what can I learn?
那我很喜欢我的学生来到我的面前说，金先生，我得了88分，还有什么我可以学的？但是从来没有一个学生得了98分以后，再回到我面前来说，我还有什么是可以需要学的？
You know, we do that in the church. Everyone's sitting out there so calm, so quiet, and so beautiful. You know, everyone gets an A.
所以今天我们站在教会里面，每个人都很安静，所以每个人都得一个 A。
But if you want to just stop listening to me now again, and just think of your own life and say, you know, spiritually, what is my spiritual report card?
所以今天当你听到这里的时候，你可以也许不听我的说话，自己思想我灵里面的一个成绩单应该是多少。
Because I'm sitting here and because I'm behaving, everyone thinks that I'm an A spiritual being.
所以因为我今天坐在这里我也很安静，所以每个人都想我灵里面的那个成绩单也许也得一个 A。
But maybe you don't have joy.
但是也许你没有喜乐。
Maybe you're worried about Monday morning.
也许你担心要来的星期一的早晨。
Maybe you fought and you haven't said sorry.
也许你和家人有争吵你还没有道歉。
Well, guess what? You have a C.
那你得分其实是 C。
But fix it right now.
但是你如果需要现在就做一些东西。
You know, be harder on yourself. Lord, spiritually, I'm an F.
那所以也许对你自己要求严格一点，对主说，主，灵里面我得的是 F.
But like we prayed around the table, Lord, thank you for being my all in all. Thank you for being the A in my spiritual life.
所以我们今天对主说，在饼杯的面前，主，谢谢你成为我灵里面的 A.
This will set you free.
这就让你得以自由。
This will give you gravitas.
这就给你一些能力。
This will make in you someone that a brother or sister can say there's something different about him.
所以这弟兄姊妹就会看到在这个人的里面有一种东西是和别人不一样的。
I touch life when I speak to this brother.
当我和这个弟兄说话的时候我摸到了生命。
There's joy in this sister.
这个姊妹里面有喜乐。
Repentance is key.
所以悔改是关键。
You know, it says in read the story of Stephen in the book of Acts. His description by the Lord is so rich.
当我们来看《使徒行传》里面那个斯蒂凡的那个描述的时候
，I think every adjective spiritually we like placed upon us it has been placed on Stephen.
那所有的迫害，我们所能够想象的，当时都临到斯蒂凡的身上。
But one that stood out to me was that Stephen was a man full of grace and power.
但是我们可以看到，斯蒂凡是大有能力、有恩典的一个人。
Well, you know who needs grace?
那你知道谁需要恩典吗？
A sinner.
罪人需要恩典。
So whenever we see someone labeled as someone full of grace, what it really is saying is, he's a sinner.
那很多时候我们说这个人大有恩典的时候，我们其实也就是说他是一个罪人。
Have you ever thought of it that way?
你有没有这样想过？
If we have grace, that means we're a sinner because we don't deserve.
所以当我们说我们有恩典的时候，那就是说我们是罪人，因为我们不配。
And what's amazing, what comes after grace? Power.
那恩典之后就是能力。
And that's where we can stand in the gap for ourselves, for our family, and for this country.
那所以我们就可以为着我们的家、我们的国家来填补这个空缺。
The third aspect of having this open heaven is having a seeking heart.
那第三个，为着这个天开，我们就需要有一个寻求的心。
You know, we can't see an open heaven if we're not looking for it.
我们如果没有一个寻求的心，我们就不会看到那个天。
You know, I just got back from a road trip with my family, and my five-year-old was behind us.
我们刚刚旅行回来，我的那个五岁大的坐在我的后面。
He wasn't driving.
当然他不是，没有他在开车。
And what's interesting is, you know, there's all kinds of fun things to see. You'll see a jet over here, or a tractor, or animals, and five-year-olds love that.
那五岁的他们看到什么都很有趣，那边有一个飞机、拖拉机。
But if he's playing his games and if he's doing other things, he won't see what's outside.
但是当他玩游戏的时候，他外面什么都看不见。
So I learned very early on these road trips that if I saw it a mile down the road, I had to start telling him right away.
所以我学习到，如果我看到一里外有什么东西的话，我需要马上就告诉他。
If I waited too long, he would, it's always, oh, I have to finish this one puzzle. I have to do this one more thing.And going 70 miles an hour, we're past it.
所以如果我太晚告诉他的话，他也许会说，啊，我要把这个谜底，做完。那等他看的时候，那，那个景象已经，我们已经开过了。
If we do not have a seeking heart, we're going to miss an open heaven.
所以我们没有一颗寻求的心的话，我们就看不到天开了。
It's there. God doesn't hide from us.
在那里，神并不向他隐藏。
He's there. He's ready to open up. If we look and we seek, we will see an open heaven with Christ sitting at the right hand of the Father.
当我们寻求的时候，我们就可以看到天，看到人子站在父神的右边。
But it's amazing how quickly, and I'm just to be very practical, the things on a phone cause us to no longer have a seeking heart.
但是很容易我们就看到，甚至那个手机上的东西都让我们失去了这个寻求的心。
I have a phone. I'm not against phones or anything, but isn't it amazing how deceptive Satan is?
我也有一个手机，我不是说我反对手机，但是我们可以看到撒旦是如何的欺骗我们。
Sometimes I accidentally swipe left.
很多的时候我不小心的就往左滑一下。
Or up, I don't know which one, but accidentally the stocks come up.
那不小心那个股票就跳出来了。
I'm not even in the stock market, but it's red and it's green, so I'm curious. What's up, what's down?
我甚至都不是很关心股市，但是很明显，这个红的绿的，我就看，什么东西，什么股票涨了，什么股票跌了。
And right under that, there's five news stories.
那下面还有五个那个有关的相关的故事。
Suddenly, I'm being sucked into five of the most inane news stories of the day.
所以很快的我就会被吸引到这个今天最最流行的五个故事的里面。
And that was by accident.
那只是不小心而已。
You know, the deception of Satan is ruthless.
所以我们可以看到撒旦的欺骗是无所不在。
You know, if I went to, in my high school, if I told every kid to turn their phones on and have their sound up,
那在高中里面，我让他们所有的小孩都把他们的手机打开，把声音打开。
Our high school would sound like this: bing 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 bing.
那我们的高中的教室就会好像刚刚弟兄所说的那样。
I can imagine what you said.
我可以想象他刚刚说了什么。
I know this because I'm the principal and I get the confiscated phones and that's what my office sounds like.
那因为我是那个校长，所以我的办公室里面有很多被没收来的手机，这就是那个手机的那个声音。
There's no way to look into the heavens, to have an open heaven when our eyes are down upon our phone.
当我们的眼睛完全被我们的手机所吸引的时候，我们根本没有时间来抬头看天。
You know, a secret in Stephen's life, Stephen in the book of Acts.
斯蒂凡在那个《使徒行传》里面，他生命的一个秘密是
，He was seeking Christ.
他在寻找耶稣基督。
He was seeking after the Lord Jesus Christ.
他在寻找耶稣基督。
And as a result, he was selected to be used by Christ.
因此，他被拣选，被主所使用。
Notice, he wasn't selected, and then he started seeking.
请你注意，他不是先被拣选，然后他来寻找。
We need to be very careful in the church that we don't select and hope that there will be seeking.
所以我们在教会里面，我们希望大家注意，我们不是先被拣选，然后我们来寻求。
If you want to know how you can serve your family, if you want to know how you can serve in the church,Seek Christ.
你如果愿意知道怎么样来服侍你的家庭和教会的话，你先要做的是寻求。
See, Satan tells us little lies and says, seek service.
所以，撒旦向我们的谎言是说，我们要来寻求那个服侍。
If we seek service, then we're going to be offended if we don't get the service we want.
如果我们来寻求服侍的话，那如果我们没有得到那个服侍，我们就会觉得
or we'll be offended when someone we overhear someone say, "Oh, that was a good message," or "That was a good sharing with the first grade." Suddenly, jealousy comes in.
所以我们就会被得罪，因为当有人说，哦，这个跟一年级的学生来说很好的话。
So those of you that are at the stage of right now, maybe at moment, you know, Lord, what do you want me to do in the house of God? What can I do for my family? Start first and seek Him, seek His face, seek that open heaven.
很多的时候，我们也许在生活当中正处于这样一个阶段。我们对主说：“主，我在教会里面可以怎么样来服侍？怎么样来服侍我们的家？”那我们所要做的就是来先来寻求主的自己。
The fourth way to have an open heaven is to wrestle with God.
而第四个来看到天开的是和神一同征战。
Now wrestling is not a pretty sight.
那征战当然不会很好看。
It can be sweaty, it can be ugly.
你也许出很多的汗，很丑。
But I think it's beautiful that the Lord came down and wrestled with Jacob.
但是我们可以看到这一幅美丽的图画，我们的主来到地上和雅各摔跤。
You know, the reason Jacob made so many mistakes early in his life is he was always grasping. He was a grabber. He was always moving.
所以因为雅各之所以在他早期当中，生命当中犯了这么多的错误，因为他到处抓。
And part of me thinks that one night he was probably dreaming and he was reaching and all of a sudden he got a hold of something.
那也许某一个晚上他正在到处抓的时候，他抓到了一样东西。
And he had Jesus.
他抓到了我们的基督。
And Jacob says, "Well, Jesus, I want to go this way," and he was pushed back.
那主他对主耶稣说，我要从向那边去，但是被主推了回来。
And Jacob says, "My family wants to do this," and he was pulled back.
但是他说我的家要这样做，但是他又被主抓了回来。
And Jacob realized that Jesus wants to wrestle with us.
但是雅各意识到主耶稣要和我们摔跤。
It doesn't have to be angry wrestling.
这个不需要是一个很激烈的一个摔跤。
It's engaging with him.
只是和他一同作战。
I love that Nathaniel says, "Hey, does anything good come out of Nazareth?"
但是我喜欢那个拿单也说的，拿撒勒还能出什么好东西吗？
And all of a sudden, there's Jesus, and he probably went, "Oops."
那突然那个耶稣站在他的面前，他就说，嗯。
And it's okay, Nathaniel. I've got a plan for you.
但是耶稣对拿单也说，没有关系，我在你身上有这样的一个计划。
You know, if something's going awry at work, if something's going awry in the family, don't avoid it. Don't try to put on a cloud of perfection. We go back to that. Wrestle with the Lord.
所以当我们的工作或者家庭当中有什么东西出错的时候，不要好像给人一个那个完美的假象，但是我们需要与主一同来征战。
Brothers and sisters, I have three boys.
弟兄姊妹，我有三个儿子。
I've learned one thing with three boys.
在三个儿子身上，我学到这样一件事。
I'm a bad parent.
我是一个很不好的父亲。
I make a lot of bad choices.
我犯了很多的，做了很多错误的选择。
But it's okay.
但这是没有问题的。
You know, what a beautiful opportunity for my wife and I the other night to just go on our knees and say, Lord, please.
这是何等美的一件事情。那一天，我和我的妻子一同来到主的面前，向他屈膝祈求。
He loves that wrestling.
他喜欢这样的一个摔跤。
He'll let us win every once in a while.
他会让我们也许偶然的有一些得胜。
And ask us how that worked out for us.
让我们知道怎么样，这个对我们的生命有什么样的影响。
But in the end, it's great when the Lord says, I got you.
但是最终主对说 主对我们说，我来帮你。
And through the power of the Holy Spirit, look into the heavens.
因着圣灵的大能，我们可以朝天看到天开了。
I will guide your paths.
我会指引你的道路。
So with all of this, there are some good results.
所以因着这所有这一切，我们可以看到这样好的一些结果。
If we are undone,
那如果我们在这个世界上是完结了的话
，If we repent，
如果我们向主悔改
，If we seek，
当我们来寻求主的时候
，And we wrestle，
当我们和主一同征战的时候
，The deceit of this world will be replaced by truth that leads to life。
而这个世界的谎言就会被真理所代替。
Suddenly everything makes sense。
很多的时候，很多的事情都。在我们面前
The results of this open heaven is that you will become a brother and sister of purpose and vision.
所以你就成为有意向的一个弟兄姊妹。
We need purpose in our Christian lives.
我们的生命当中需要有这样一个目的。
We don't live to get a PhD.
我们活在这个地上不是为了得一个博士学位。
We don't live to get a job.
我们不是为了有一份工作。
Or retire.
或者说退休
Suddenly our whole being, our whole person is given over to the Lord.
那很多我们突然我们整个生命都交给了我们的主耶稣
And if we get a PhD, then we're a PhD that gives the glory to God.
如果我们得了一个博士学位我们是一个把荣耀归给神的博士
We're a PhD that when we're in the boardroom and no one has the answer, instead of saying, well, my PhD mind says this, instead we can say...This is the answer, and it's from above.
那很多时候，我们也许在那个董事会的时候，我们可以说，不是我这个博士的头脑想起来，而是从天上来的旨意。
You know, Brother Philip shared, I think, a couple months ago, how at Shell, in his workplace, the Lord came down and gave him an answer.
那很多时候，那上一次我们钟弟兄和我们交通的时候，看到他在Shell 那个工作的时候，神从天上给了他这样一个答案。
When we have purpose in our life, when the Lord is preeminent, when there is nothing else but Christ in our life, then we have joy.
所以当我们生活有这样的一个目的，主在我们当中是居首位，他是我们生活的一切的时候，我们就有这样一个喜乐。
Then we have hope.
我们也有指望。
That is why William Bradford was able to say, it pleased the Lord to give us food today.
也就是当时的那个州长 William Bradford 所说的神给我们食物是他所看为喜悦的。
And then finally in purpose and vision, we have the purpose and vision to gather together as the body of Christ.
所以我们就有这样一个目的，我们就有这样的一个意向来一起来到这里聚会。
You know, a joyful person likes to meet with a joyful person.
因为一个喜乐的人喜欢遇到另外一个喜乐的人。
A person of hope likes to meet with a person with hope.
一个有指望的人希望看到另外有指望的那些人。
It's this vision, this open heaven that causes us to gather together.
而是天上的属天的一个意象把我们聚在一起。
Now maybe you came to this fellowship the first time because you heard it was a Chinese fellowship.
也许你第一次来到这个聚会是因为你听到这里有很多中国人聚会。
I hope that stops being the reason.
但是我希望那不是那只是你起初的原因。
You know, maybe you came to this fellowship for the first time because it was close by.
也许你第一次来到这个聚会是因为他离你家很近
Or a co-worker brought you.
也许是一个同事把你带到这里
But I hope that's no longer the reason why.
但是 我希望那不再成为你今天再来聚会的理由
But instead that you have the vision and the purpose knowing that a person of purpose and vision loves to gather with a person of purpose and vision.
所以我希望今天是说一个有意向有目的的人愿意和其他有意向有目的的人一同聚会。
You know that star that was seen above the manger?
所以那个马槽上面那个星我们所看到的。
That star in the east?
东方之星。
You know, everyone was looking up. There was an open heaven. And guess what happened? As everyone was watching it and walking towards it, boom, they bumped into each other.
那所以当很多人都一起看着那个星的话他们就脑袋撞在一起。
That's how we gather.
这就是我们怎么样今天这个聚会。
If we look to heaven, if we see Christ, then we see, ah, my brothers and sisters.
所以当我们一起抬头来看我们主耶稣的时候我们就看啊，这里是我的弟兄姊妹。
But my own personal testimony, if I'm looking out here, I'd have to say, I don't look like most of you.
也许当时我个人的见证我看着坐在这弟兄姊妹我看和你们看起来表面上好像很不一样。
I don't even talk like you.
我跟你们说的话也不一样。
But I'm not looking at you and you're not looking at me.
但是我不是看着你你也不是看着我。
We're looking into an open heaven.
我们看的是一个天开了。
And when we have purpose, number two, we have prophecy.
所以当我们有目的的时候我们就有预言。
Prophecy is not a scary word.
预言不是一个可怕的词。
It's not a soothsayer or magician who looks into the future.
不是一个魔术家来看预言将来。
A prophet is someone who knows the heart of the Father regarding his Son.
一个能说预言的人是明白父的心意和父在他子身上的心意。
A prophet reads a psalm in the morning and receives a word from the Holy Spirit and says, "This is the word for the day."
一个说预言的人是早晨听到一篇道，他就说下午就说这是主的话语。
A prophet is someone who, in the lunchroom, knows that someone is hurting and has a word, has an anointed word, has the words of the Holy Spirit to breathe life upon that person.
一个说预言的人是他在吃中饭的时候看到有一个弟兄他心里面受伤他就有圣灵的引领和他一同交通把生命带给那个弟兄。
A prophetess knows when their son comes home from school and there's something not right.
一个说预言的人是看到他的儿女从学校回来的时候他能看到他们里面有什么难处。
But these little prophecies become great prophecies.
但是这些小的预言成为一个大的预言。
And suddenly we know how to pray for our country, how to pray for our families, how to pray for the education system.
所以我们就可以知道怎么样为我们的国家为我们的家庭为我们的教育来向神祷告。
One of the greatest words of prophecy is the word Amen.
那预言的最大的一个词就是阿门。
When there's prayers that are being given and those prayers touch that open heaven and it touches your heart and you say Amen, that is prophecy.
所以当弟兄姊妹祷告的时候那个祷告达到天上摸到你的心当你说阿门的时候那就是你的预言。
Amen, I believe it, so be it.
说阿们，我也相信。
I don't know if you've ever been in a prayer meeting where someone's praying and a word comes and you're about ready to pray, but someone else prays it before you get to it. The exact words.
所以很多时候，当你要开口祷告的时候，别的弟兄姊妹用你同样的话语，用一模一样的话语祷告了。
That's prophecy.
这就是预言。
That's power.
这带着神的大能。
Those are prayer meetings that touch the heavens.
这就是那样的一个祷告聚会，摸到了天的门。
We could talk a long time about all the prayer meetings that have touched heavens and transformed worldly affairs.
所以我们可以来看很多的祷告，它摸到了天的门，改变了这个世界。
But that's more history. We won't get into that.
但是那只是历史课，我们今天就不讲了。
With an open heaven, we live a life of purity.
当天开了以后，我们就过一个洁净的生活。
It is impossible to overcome the dirtiness of this world.
我们靠着我们自己是不可能战胜这个世界的脏暗。
I told you, the phone, you're going to be swept away.
那就像手机一样。
You can't listen to the gossip in the workroom. You can't listen to the radio. Sometimes you can't even listen to your own heart that wants to gossip or wants to complain.
所以很多时候我们可以听到这个福音。
But eyes heavenward will not be distracted by the dirtiness of this world.
所以当我们睁眼向天的时候我们就不再被这个世界上面的脏乱肮脏的事情所搅扰。
I don't know if you've experienced this like I did, but with the time change, when I drive home, it's right into the sun.
所以我不知道你有没有这样的经验，下石子来了以后，当我下班回家的时候，正好是那个太阳下山照着我的时候。
I was driving home from work, and the glare on my windshield, I mean, it was almost dangerous. I couldn't see.
所以那个太阳下山的那个太阳照在我的那个前面挡风板的时候，我看不见前面的路。
And I thought my life was in danger.
我觉得我的生命有危险。
And the Lord says, your life is in danger. Your worldly life is in danger because with the brightness of Christ, you cannot see the world.
但是神对我说，你世上的生命有危险，因为那个主的光是如此的大，所以你看不见世上的东西。
If you want to pray for our children, pray that the glare of Christ, the brightness of Christ would cause them, that their eyes for this world would even hurt.
所以当你为你的儿女祷告的时候，你要这样祷告，因着主的光是如此的大，你的儿女的眼睛甚至看不见这个世上的事。
The phone would hurt their eyes. The video games would hurt their eyes. The education would hurt their eyes.
那个电话、那个手机和这个教育都会让他们的眼睛受伤。
And last thing that we have with an open heaven is a life of peace.
最后天开了以后，我们就活在一个平安的里面。
In Christ there is peace despite the world.
在基督里面，虽然我们在这个世上有苦难，但是在主里面有平安。
The truth is, the world is evil.
这世界是罪恶的。
But we are not part of this world.
但是我们不属于这个世界。
As Elliot said, we are in it, but we are not of it.
就像我们 Elliot 弟兄所说的，我们活在这个世界里面，但是我们不属于这个世界。
We will not find peace as we look to the things of this world.
当我们看这个世上的事的时候，我们找不到平安。
Sorry, but I have boys. If a football player makes $14 million, you know how much he wants? 15.
当一个那个足球运动员他有1.4亿的时候，他下一次就要1.5亿。
That's what the world does to us. There's always more.
所以这就是这个世界向我们所做的，永远要更多的。
I'm missing something.
我好像少了一些东西。
With Christ, with an open heaven, we miss nothing.
当主的天向我们开的时候，我们不再缺任何东西，我们一无所缺。
Christ is preeminent.
主在我们当中是居于首位的。
He gives you the peace that passes all understanding.
他给了我们出人意料的平安。
When you stand before that PhD board and you've worked for so many people and so many years and you've given your whole life and you stand before that board and they say, denied, are you going to have peace?
当你在那个博士论文答辩的时候，你花了那么多时间那么多年，当那个委员会说你不能得到你博士学位的时候，你还有平安吗？
When you have made the perfect home and set up a perfect household for your family, and all your husband and children do is come home and make it dirty and complain, are you going to have peace?
当你把家打理的是干干净净，为着你的丈夫和儿子，但是他们却回家把家弄得一塌糊涂的时候，你还能有平安吗？
I hope some of this allowed you to look into your own life. I know it did for me. Am I willing to be undone?
所以我愿意你可以看见你自己的生活，我看到我自己的。我们愿意向着这个世界说，我在这个世界上已经完结了吗？
Are we willing to repent?
我们愿意悔改吗？
Are we willing to say, Lord, I seek you above all else?
我们愿意对主说，主，我追求你超过世上的一切。
Are we willing to roll up our sleeves and wrestle with the Lord Jesus?
我们愿意卷起我们的袖子和主一同来摔跤吗？
Because if we do, we will have purpose in this life.
所以因为我们如果这样的话，我们在这个生活当中就会有目的。
We will be those prophets that this country needs.
我们就会成为那些这个国家所需要的先知。
We will remain pure in a time of impurity.
我们就会在一个不洁净的时候成为这个世界里面的一个洁净。
And just like the world did with the beginning of this nation, they will look and say, how can those people be so peaceful?
那就像当初我们开的那些开国的那些国父的那些一样说的，这些人怎么有这么大的平安？
Just remember, we can't, but the Lord can.
只要我们记住，我们不能，但是我们的主能。
So may the Lord open his heavens to us.
愿主像将天的门向我们打开。
May we have that vision as Paul had on the road to Damascus, that we see the Lord.
就像保罗去大马士革路上所看见的那个异象一样，我们可以看见天开了。
It's a blessed life to live.
这给了我们一个生命多大的一个祝福。
Let's ask the Lord to cover this time.
让我们求主。
Lord,